Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarftude and Daffodoodle spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarftude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Google and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarftude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again, dear listener, to another episode of Cheese Fleas. My name is Snarftude.
And my name is Birthday Girl.
Yeah, I know, it's at that time of the year, shortly after into the new year, we celebrate Daffodil's birthday. And yes, this year is no different.
I have one every year, so every year we have a show.
Yes, and we don't always play the same stuff, but almost... Sort of.
I get to pick the songs, so we get to play the ones I like the best.
I know, but sometimes can you a little, for next year, maybe freshen it up a little bit? Just a little bit.
We're not playing the pizza song.
Well, that's true. We did for many years, but not this year.
We're not playing the Modest Lads.
No, we're not. Sorry, Modest Lads.
I'm sad about that.
I'm sorry.
I understand your position.
We got zombies, killer robots, tubas. And an AI song that you liked that we actually played earlier this year.
Yes.
But we're starting off with Beatles covers.
Because, you know, it's not our show if we don't do at least that once a month.
What? No, hey, come on. Come on, really.
But these are ones I like.
It's the whole thing is that it's a mission statement on our show to find the most ridiculous Beatles covers we can find.
And there's so much to choose from.
You didn't get that memo, did you?
No.
I just made it up right now.
Okay.
The Mexican Bandito's coming up with Obla Di Obla Da, but we're starting off with a classic Bill Page and Penny Lane on...
Daffodil's Birthday on Cheese, Please.
What do you get when you mix novelty songs, retro kish, and one Snarf Dude and Daffodil keeping things just classy enough? It's your weekly tornado on the radio. Was that too over the top?
Cheese.
With the Mexican Panditos and Obladi Oblada.
That might be my most favorite ever version of that song.
It's not that cheesy.
It's not, but it's just jazzy and fun.
For some reason, I have a desire to go to a Mexican restaurant right about now.
But it's not Mexican. It's just jazzy and fun.
I know, but it's the Mexican Panditos that did it, so I gotta go with that.
You don't like Mexican food.
I know. Well, not me. My stomach doesn't like it. But, you know, I'm in the mood with that.
Okay, that's fair.
And before that, Bill Page with Penny Lane and his sort of dorky synthesizer fun version of Penny Lane.
That's the thing about all of my songs.
I know that.
They're all the fun ones.
There's a lot of fun in it. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm the birthday girl, Daffodil.
Yeah, I know. And Daffodil, I was working on our New Year's attire that had the year on it, and the two fell off, Daffodil.
So it was 026.
020-something. So I had to fix it. Because, you know, it's not 1920-something. I'd be really old if it was.
True.
So I had to do something. And
it's not 1020-something.
I know it's the new year now, so I'm going to save it for next year, and maybe I can, like, put a piece of paper on it for the existing year, you know? We got to save costs and all, right?
Yes.
just a thought. We're moving on with more of Daffodil's favorite songs. One of these days I'll do mine again.
Your birthday month is coming up, and I'm going to make you do it this year.
I think you did.
Start working on it now.
I think you did last year. I decided to do it, but, you know, I'm hemming and hawing about it this year. You think I should?
You got months.
Okay. Anyway, we've got the Arrogant Worms coming up shortly with Killer Robots from Outer Space. That's kind of creepy.
It's a great song, though.
But here's a guy that's singing about zombies. You wouldn't think so. Harry Belafonte, known for Deo, but he did other songs too, like this one, Zombie Jamboree, on
Cheese Please.
It was a zombie jamboree, took blazing on New York Cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree, took place in a New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island, some of them was a great Calypsonians. Though the season was carnival, they get together in Bacchanal and they're singing back to back, belly to belly. I don't give a damn, I done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumping out of the grave. In one hand, a quarter rum. The other hand, she knocking conga drum. The lead singer starts to make his rhyme. The zombies are rattling their bones in time. One bystander had this to say. It was a pleasure to see the zombie break away. And they're singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I go and talk to Bridget Bardot. I tell her, Miss Bardot, take it slow. All the men think they're Casanova when they see that she's barefoot all over. Even old men out in Topeka find their hearts getting weaker and weaker. So I go ask her, for your sake and mine, at least wear her earrings part of the time. And I'm singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. A lot of world leaders talking about war, and I'm afraid they're going too far. So it's up to us, you and me, to put an end to catastrophe. We must appeal to their goodness of heart and ask them to pitch in and please do their part. Cause if this atomic war begin, they won't even have a part to pitch in. And we'll be singing back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie jamboree. I hear you talking back to back, belly to belly. Don't give a damn, done dead already. Oh, back to back, belly to belly at the zombie, zombie jamboree.
Kids, don't try this one at home.
Snap Dude definitely paid me to say cheese, please. It's so cool.
Cheese.
About 6 months ago, someone came by with a petition. Said we want to stop these folks moving in next door. I refused to sign and told them everyone was welcome, cause that's what neighborhoods are for. So they moved in and I'll admit they look peculiar. They invited me to a friendly barbecue. Glad I got to know them. And let me tell you something, they may be metallic, but they're just like me and you.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They gave me zucchini from their garden yesterday.
They were very fresh.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. My buddy Charlie never got off the robot's back. Then one day, him and his whole house disappeared. I talked about it to my neighbors, the killer robots from Venus. They couldn't help me, but agreed that it was weird.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They always mow their lawn, and they joined the PTA.
Because we care.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. They had us over for an outdoor New Year's party. Though it was 10 below, there was food and drink aplenty. They got excited as we counted down with them. And when we kissed them, our lips stuck to their heads.
Ouch.
I was watching the news last night, and I saw something funny. Killer robots from somewhere decimated Montreal. I wondered, could it be my neighbors, the killer robots from Venus? Could it be them after all?
Oh no, they're so nice.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
They applauded for my kid at the Christmas play.
He was the best shepherd.
No, there's nothing wrong with killer robots from Venus.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK.
You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK. You may disagree, but I think they're A-OK.
Jeez, please. That sounds like a bad horror movie.
It kind of is.
Killer robots from outer space with the arrogant worms.
Weird.
And, oh, speaking of killer robots, there was echo.
Yes, I heard that.
I'm still hearing it. Why?
I guess because the echo wanted to come for my birthday.
I don't know.
If we have echo, then we get to celebrate twice.
Oh, I know the problem.
How about now?
Ah, there we go. I turned the wrong knob.
Hey, those things happen.
And before that, we had Harry Belafonte and Zombie Jamboree as part of your Daffodil birthday show with a little bit of echo.
Nothing wrong with a little echo.
Echo. There, I did that on purpose. That was an accident. I'm sorry.
I know. It was fun.
Oh.
It was a big surprise. I like big surprises on my birthday.
Okay. Anyway, do you have anything to say to the listeners, perhaps?
If you want to send me birthday greetings, my email address is daffodil@cheezeplease.com.
Oh, but if you're in Canada or elsewhere in the world, what is it?
It's cheezeplease.com.
Okay, there we go.
Please send me birthday greetings.
Yes, just say hello and happy birthday to Daffodil. That's all she really wants.
Yep.
You know, it's no big deal. You could do that, right? I know, we don't have text. That's a bit of a problem, but you know.
We don't have cell phones.
Oh.
They're expensive.
They won't let us after the last bill the home office got.
Yeah, see, they don't work in the bunker anyway.
Well, that too. that doesn't help. We should move on to more music.
I know, there's more.
There's a country set in here. We have Cletus AI coming up shortly with Snarf Dude and Daffodil driving in the van, even though we're in the bunker. You like that one.
I do.
And starting it off, the Vandals with Play That Country Tuba.
Another favorite.
Yes. On?
Cheese, please.
Play that country tuba, cowboy. Play that country tuba, cowboy. Play that country tuba.
Stories have made the rounds about traveling bands and redneck towns, but for tuba players, this has got to be a first. This one starts like they all do. I'd been traveling hard for a day or two, and I stopped into this joint to quench my thirst. Up walked this big mountain man, said, "What you got there, a garbage can?" I said, "Excuse me, that's my tuba, if you please." He said, "Great, play a country song so me and my buddies can sing along." And I told him I only play with symphonies. He slammed his fist and spit out his beer, and his body language made it very clear this wasn't gonna be just another B-flat day. That's when he cocked his 30-06, and boy, I let out with some country licks. I never thought I'd hear my tuba play. I better get out of there, so I grabbed my horn and headed for the door. Just about then I felt a lasso wrapped around me and my tuba too, and they yanked me back and they hollered, "More man, more!"
For the inner geek in all of us, pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Snark Dude and the Daffodil, driving in the van, spreading joy across the land, best laid travel plan. From the dog in the backseat, barking out a tune, rolling down the highway underneath the somber moon. Cheesy music blaring, speakers almost blown, snack wrappers, coffee cups, the road is all they've known. Small town folks, they wave hello as they pass on by, grinning from ear to ear with a twinkle in their eye. Cheesy music blaring, speakers almost blown, snack wrappers, coffee cups, the road is all they've known. Small town folks, they wave hello as they pass on by, grinning from ear to ear with a twinkle in their eye. Singing songs and telling jokes, never miss a beat. Laughing with old Daffodil, life's a country treat. Rolling the dogs, their backup band, out into the sky. Snarf Coot and his travel crew, on the road they fly. Truck stops and diners, they're their second home. Chicken fried and apple pie, beauty in the roam. Tales of love and sorrow shared round the table's glow. Living life without regret, plenty more to go. Guitar strumming softly as the miles slip away. Tunes of heroes, heartaches, and brighter days per se. From the dogs now snoozing as they hit that Route 10 bend. But their journey just begins, cause the road never ends. Singing songs and telling jokes, never miss a beat. Laughing with old Daffodil, life's a country treat. From the dogs, their backup band, out into the sky. Snarf Dude and his travel crew, on the road they fly. Singing songs and telling jokes, never miss a beat. Laughing with old Daffodil, life's a country treat. From the dogs, their backup band, out into the sky. Snarf Dude and his travel crew, on the road they fly.
Please, that's our summer life, you could say. Snarf and Daffodil driving in the van by Cletus AI. Because I couldn't think of any other country name to call him.
AI needs to have names.
Yeah, he's got to have some name. The only regret I have with that song, someone needs to talk about a jukebox at the diner. It's got that feel, doesn't it?
It kind of is missing that jukeboxy note.
That's the only thing I would say against it. But, you know, AI isn't perfect, even though it wants to be. And before that, we had the Vandals and Play That Country Tuba. We need more tuba country songs.
We do.
We really do.
There's a very large gap in the tuba country music.
And we're pretty much at the end here. By the way, my name is... Let me check my name tag here. Oh, yeah. It's Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil. It's my birthday.
Yeah, I know. And we never forget about it once a year.
No. I won't let you.
Of course not. So it's my turn to do the thing, right?
Yes, please do the thing. And I think that the dog might even join in and sing with you.
Okay, let's try it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daffodil, for another year. Happy birthday. Oh, is there someone at the door? Oh. Happy birthday to you.
He wouldn't bark.
Oh, I know.
I'm sad.
I know. He's so used to barking with that whole doorbell thing we have. And, it didn't work. We tried. One more time. Did that work?
No. Oh. He's just looking to see where it is. It's funny.
Oh, no. Oh, well, we tried. We'll keep working on it. We may get him to spontaneously bark at some point.
At some point, dear listener, we will get him to bark on cue.
In the meantime, we're ending off our Daffodil tribute show, birthday show, with Robbie Smith. An old life. A nice life lesson in 2.5 minutes. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
Listen to the wind, it's saying that you'll never find a chance like this again. Been digging like a fool for someone else's gold, when you should be hauling mackerelettes and searching for the shoals. Oh, life, give me what you can, another game and another chance to win. Oh, life, the follies and the toils, you won't be here to gather up the spoils. But when they lay you 6 feet underneath the soil.
The hider! Step to it. That's the way. Put lots of rosin on that bone. Make it dance a little bit.
Oh, yes, I've been waiting for this.
Hey, you ready, jailer? Throw away the key. Open up the silver box and set your spirit free. A jail tells a man he's the lowest thing that crawls, when he'd rather be up in the farming lands and work it in the stalls. Oh, life, give me what you can. Hey, another game and another chance to win. Oh, life, the follies and the toils, you won't be here to gather up the spoils. When they lay you 6 feet underneath the soil.
Come on, keep it alive.
Nine-to-fiver, stepping up the pace. You think you're moving forward, but you're losing every race. They treat you just the same as they treated you in school. If you don't like being a loser, then it's time to change the rules. Oh, life, give me what you can. Another game and another chance to win. Oh, life, the follies and the toils, you won't be here to gather up the spoils.
No, you won't.
When they lay you 6 feet underneath the soil.
Come on, come on.
You can be another game, another chance to win.
Last chance now.
Oh, life, the follies and the toils, you won't be here to gather up the spoils when they lay you 6 feet underneath the soil.
Cheese, please. Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.